Hey, welcome back to the Aggies Weekly Roundup. In case you're tuning in for the very first time, I am your host and the California Aggies new media manager, Maya Rehanian, and I'm here to talk you through a few of our top stories from this week. Let's chat. In case you're curious what song it is we'll be listening to this week, you can read much more about it and some more picks from this week's Culture Corner, written by Ruma Pudal. This is Swamp by Brockhampton. Alright, let's get into our top stories. First thing on the docket is on-campus student organizations are opposing the UC's funding of the 30-meter telescope. A project that would create the first in a new class of extremely large telescopes if it is completed. The telescope is set to be built on the mountain of Mauna Kea, located on the island of Hawaii, and would allow us to see deeper into space and observe cosmic objects with unprecedented sensitivity and detail, according to the project's website. Though it would be a scientific innovation, there is opposition from student organizations, including the UC Davis chapter of Mauna Kea Protectors, MKP, and the Native Hawaiian community, who believe that the telescope would be invading sacred land. Prior to the project, 13 other telescopes of smaller diameters have been built atop Mauna Kea despite opposition from the community. The current prevailing compromise appears to be that TMT will be built in exchange for several other telescopes in the region being decommissioned. However, student efforts remain focused on removing UC funding from the TMT project entirely. Amanda Wong, a graduate student studying ecology who was born and raised in Hawaii, shared why she believes funding the project is hypocritical on the part of the university. UC Davis wants to promote and uplift marginalized communities, but by continuing to push for and funding the TMT, they are ignoring the voices of the Native Hawaiian students that they're trying to support, Wong said. To read the full story, click the link in our show notes. UC Davis will celebrate Pride Month this May with the theme Rage and Resilience. Though Pride is generally celebrated in June, since classes end mid-month, the university has historically celebrated in May and will continue that tradition this year. The theme Rage and Resilience aims to take us back to the origins of Pride, which began at the Stonewall Inn in 1969, according to Tristan T.K. Morton, the director of the LGBTQIA Resource Center at UC Davis. A lot of the focus in this year's theme is honoring that history, the rage, and the fight we have had as a community, specifically in this country, Morton said. At the end of the day, no institution in this country was made for trans people by trans people. We want to support LGBTQIA people in their rage and bring queer and trans joy to our community. Some of the planned events include a game night, queer prom, as well as queer and trans mixers, movie nights, voguing class, and workshops. For a full list of events, check out the LGBTQIA Resource Center's website. You do not know me, don't speak of my homies. You are a phony, quit pinning shit on me. You gon' bring out the old me. Taylor Swift's namesake is growing right here at UC Davis this week with the introduction of the T-Swift Remote Plant Photosynthesis Sensing Machine. The machine's full name is the Tower Spectrometer on Wheels for Investigating Frequent Time Series, or T-Swift for short. It is created by Troy Magny, an assistant professor in plant sciences at UC Davis and one of the senior authors on the report about the new technology. And he's a fan of both plant science and pop music. He said that the machine will be able to identify factors that might be causing an increase or decrease in a plant's photosynthesis, which researchers can use to help understand why. Much like Taylor Swift, who is known for planning things out far in advance, from the perfectly curated Reputation-era social media rebrand to planting lyrics from her album Midnights in a speech she gave at NYU months before the album's release, plant researchers are able to identify factors that could affect photosynthesis rates in the future, then they will be able to better plan and prepare crops for climate change, which could benefit the agriculture-dependent California economy. Magni said that as he and his team worked on the project and the paper, they streamed Folklore on repeat. But his true favorite Taylor song? Well, I'm not sure if it's appropriate for print, but it would have to be Vigilante Shit, Magni said. Magni, I'm warming up on that one. After seeing a few videos from the Eras Tour, it is quickly becoming one of my favorite songs as well. Let's chat about some sports. On Senior Day, the Aggies women's lacrosse team won their last Big West conference game before they move on to the Pac-12 conference next year. In a close game against Cal Poly, the Aggies won 11-9. To see how all of our other sports teams fared last week, check out our website. Alrighty, everyone, I hope you had an amazing time hanging out and chatting with me this week. As always, check out the Aggies website for more information on all of these articles and more articles from the rest of the week. Let's close it out with a little bit more Brockhampton.